This is a special bonus episode of The Art of Resistance, focusing on modern artists creating writing, music, and more to resist the status quo.
If you look at what this administration is attacking, you can see what's important. The way that we express our discontent is through our art, right? So then you need to safeguard that. You need to amplify it. So my name is Chuy Rentería. I've been made fun of for saying I'm like a capital A artist. I would say I'm an artist.
Chuy Rentería was the kid of immigrants in West Liberty. It's a town in Iowa that's made news in the past as a supposed anomaly, a small town dominated by immigrants. The town's meatpacking plant advertised heavily in the 70s and 80s, recruiting Mexicans to come to this nowhere place, make a living, and make a home. In his memoir, We Heard It When We Were Young, Chuy talks about the deep complexities of growing up in West Liberty. A kid who was Mexican and American, a kid in small-town America, a kid growing up with friends that looked like him, and a kid with parents he barely understood. When he was 14, though, he found something that would change his life.
On a cold winter's day in New York City, these youngsters know how to keep warm. This is the newest craze. It's called breakdancing. It was born about 10 years ago here in the streets and the playgrounds of the South Bronx.
All us 80s kids remember seeing b-boys in movies and shows, and our jaws dropping at the footwork, the speed, the ways dancers contorted their bodies. It felt like magic to watch, and still does. In researching this episode, I could see why. People who analyze breaking today see roots in kung fu, tap dance, gymnastics, and capoeira. From the start, breaking was fueled by Black and Latino dancers, and it was a way to break out of neighborhood and generational cycles in the Bronx. Over time, it evolved into competitions, money-making opportunities, and today, even the Olympics. But back to Chuy. In the late 90s, at age 14, Chuy borrowed a scratchy VHS tape of a breaking battle featuring the crew's style elements. Soon, he was devoting hours every day to learning how to be a b-boy.
When before, it was like, if you're a Mexican, you're going to the Mexican bailes. You're dressing like whatever typical Mexican garb was in the late 90s in West Liberty, right? Breaking just broke down a lot of those barriers. I think there was a bit of that. And it's also, I think, that element of rebellion. It wasn't the coaches or the teachers telling us what to do. It was us ourselves.
Chuy was rebelling, like most teen kids, who see the status quo and balk. But it was more complicated than just that. Because there was the small-town Iowa masculinity of tight lips, tight hips. The only emotion allowed, anger. The only movement, work and sports. And compounding that, there was a Mexican immigrant masculinity in his dad, his family, his friends, expanding on these traits.
Breaking is such an interesting form because it runs very parallel to something like battle rap. It's funny because I've seen memes where it's just like, it's two men reciting poetry at each other, right? Right? Or like breaking, it's like it's two, a lot of times, you know, it's two men having a conversation, connecting with one each other through dance, right? It almost became this subversive, even to ourselves, a way to connect with our emotional complexity, right? Like we could touch other men, we could hug other men, you know, and then when I went into the dance department and did modern and that stuff, then I think it really, like, that opened up questions about my masculinity, questions about my sexuality, questions about my identity in a way that I think was very necessary and very, you know, like there were some hard lessons there.
As a kid exploring the Eastern Iowa and Greater Midwest scene, joining crews, battling, building, dance could be a gender-affirming practice, while also a bit of rebellion. Now Chewy is teaching the next generation of B-boys and B-girls, hoping to bring them a tool of expression and rebellion and joy.
I think dance is this huge vector for resistance of capitalism, of racism, of all these other isms. With dance, it can be immediate, right? It can be like, here's what I do, here's, and then you see the like five kids who maybe are in the back of the classroom who are just like, whoa, what is this, right? Like people who, like who I was, right? And those are the kids that can engage in this, like this lineage, this practice that has been this very like form of rebellion in a very direct way.
At the same time, he's writing more. In a world of ICE stealing people off the street, and in a highly publicized incident in an Iowa City restaurant he frequents, he's thinking about the body and expression in new ways.
The project that I'm working on now, so like the working title is called Papeles, like papers in Spanish. And so the question I'm trying to answer is, like, you have all these ICE agents that are snatching up people that are me. People have this barrier, right? Like, they're like, we got to protect our neighbors, right? And, like, there's this othering that happens with that, too, right? We got to protect the cooks. And they're like, no, we got to protect ourselves. I think what I'm getting to is, like, proof of humanity, right? Like, how can I express this? Not only like proof of citizenship, which like the subtext of that is proof of model citizenship, right? Like I'm a good person, right? So instead of going that, the truth of a person is this, you know, beautiful, is this ugliness, is insecurities, you know, it's pride.
Art on a small scale often gets overlooked. Chewy lives and works in Iowa, where I live. And we're not known for big names in art, but there's power in small. Chewy talks to kids in schools about dance, creativity, writing. He helps individual kids find something they didn't know they'd be passionate about. He also edits the arts and culture sections in our alt-weekly paper, Little Village, where he gets to amplify other art to people in the state. And he tells his stories in small presses, where he can prioritize truth above all else. Like all the art we discuss in this show, there's the idea that, what does it really matter? What does art mean in times like these? What does dance actually do in today's world?
Art is the most important thing in these times right now. As like nourishment, I think as a way like to make sense of the world through your own personal expression, I think it's so vital and important. To me, that feels like something that is more, like I've been dancing more than I've been doing stuff work that could be considered like political commentary.
All that combined, that's powerful. That's resistance. That's the power of art as resistance. The Art of Resistance is a podcast for the artists, the lovers of art, and people who want to resist but don't know how. These stories are designed to help us find inspiration from the past and empower us all to find some hope for today and tomorrow. I'm Amy Lee Lillard, and I wrote, narrated, and produced this show. And there's so much more to this story. At rebelyellcreative.com, you'll find sources, images, and videos for this episode and all the others. Plus, at rebelyellcreative.com, there's a full resistance library with posters and art to download, places to explore online, and journals and kits to get in the mail. Here's an easy way to get more art as resistance. Sign up for the free newsletter at rebelyellcreative.com and get stories and tips every week. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.